Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling through. It's good to have the gang back together.
Always good to be back together, baby.
That's right. Good to have the gang back together. First half is now technically the Astros have played more than half the year, but the first half of the season as they head to the All-Star break has come to an end, and they scuffled down the stretch here this last homestand, going 1-5. But I want to go into in particulars with Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown has been, if you would say, like, who's been this team's best player overall? You know, Jeremy Pena has been really good from the everyday standpoint, but I would say Hunter Brown has been their number one player, right? When they were like looking at All Star, bam, he's the top guy with what he has done. He is a Cy Young candidate. It was an absolute top two Cy Young candidate. But his last two starts, Clint and the people, 11 innings. He had the start against the Guardians, and then he had the start against the Rangers. 11 innings, 11 hits, 10 earned runs. Was that six yesterday he gave up? Six earned runs. And 11 Ks, and he's had four walks in that time period. His ERA heading into that Guardians game two games ago was 1.82, and now it has gone up to 2.43. So Hunter Brown, who has been this team's best player, best pitcher, I'm not going to say, like, hey, you're not allowed to have an off night, off start. It is two in a row. Last time, he spoke of thinking potentially being tipping pitches at times against the Guardians, and said he would go back and figure some things out. Well, he got hit in a way we haven't really been seeing him getting hit again in this game yesterday against the Rangers. Concern about Hunter Brown?
I think there's definitely a cause to pause.
And ooh, just, and, I'm surprised,
and just,
Clint.
Well, look, I'm not overly concerned. I don't want to let the last two starts, you know, cloud, you know, what was a tremendous first half. Yeah. And there was a lot of good that happened. Now, a lot of it was in large part due to the injuries. So what we get excited about is the guys that stepped up and unexpectedly field roles in a big, big way and all that. So, you know, that's a big part of the Astros. But for, to me, the Hunter Brown arrival in, like, Cy Young fashion the first half of the season is the number one thing that happened in the first half of the season for me. I mean, when you couple that with Framber Valdez, you now, I don't give a damn how great the bats are or they aren't, how healthy the lineup is or they aren't. When you've got Framber Valdez and you got Hunter Brown, you got those two those types of horses at the top of your rotation, then you can hang with anybody. You can hang in any division. And the Astros, now, look, they're five games up in the division, so they've done more than that. But I think the surprise, if you will, of the first half, the most impressive thing, the most impactful thing of the first half with the Astros, to me, has been Hunter Brown kind of establishing himself as an absolute horse in a rotation. In the Cy Young conversation, as an ace, as a number one starter type of guy. And if you don't have that, you got real problems in Houston. And so I'm not going to let just the last two games completely erase all of the good mind.
It's not just a, that's what I kind of expect.
Well, I do think that we're just talking about Hunter. We're talking about Hunter Brown in a vacuum. We're not talking about the Astros season. We're talking about Hunter Brown in a vacuum. No, I'm not. Look, I'm not overly concerned. I think there's a cause to pause. I think he's still young enough in his career, if you will, to where the film could get out, for a lack of better terms. You know, they could still pick things up in his delivery or something that he's doing that maybe it's tipping pitches. Maybe they're just figuring out, seeing him more often. They can hit him a little bit more consistently. I think he's still young enough to where those things could happen, right? So I think it's something to keep an eye on, but I would be shocked if he is an absolute nails down the stretch. He's a young player too, Ron, that first half. I mean, there was a heavy load on him and Framber Valdez, not just the innings, the pitches load, but the expectation to go out there and shut down opponents week in, week out because of all the injuries. So, yeah, I'm not going to let that two game slide right there sway me too much. But I don't want to see much more of it.
It's not just like nothing. It's like a bad.
No, I can't look at it as nothing. No, I mean that was two rough outings in a row, and we haven't seen enough year long consistent greatness from Hunter Brown to say, oh yeah, it's just a blip on the radar. Back to back starts where you struggle, I think, is something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think for me, it's something to watch. Just and not a major thing, right? I do need to see more starts than to really be, you know, really concerned, struggling than that to be really concerned. But I do think there is huge pressure on him and Framber. Now, this is pressure that Framber has had experience dealing with in a way that I don't know that Hunter has. But I think there is large pressure on those two guys in particular to not have bad starts. And Hunter has had, if we're honest, Hunter has had one definite, another borderline, damn, man, especially with the lineup we're having to run out there right now, we don't really have much of a chance here. Like you're really putting us in a tough spot. And, you know, and for him to have a reasoning that he felt one start and then the next start, he didn't give up six runs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's one thing. It's more not him. Like if Lance and Ronnell and Wisniewski or JP France were following him in the rotation behind him, all right, yeah, all right, man, you could maybe have a couple of rough ones. Christian Javier was in this rotation, you can have a couple of rough ones.
Yeah.
This one, there's not much margin for error, Boyd. If you lose the Framber Hunter Brown game, you feel like you may be in locks to lose the series. Because generally the way it has shaken out, maybe it will shake out differently when they start the second half. They haven't pitched in the same series, and it's like it's usually Framber followed by, you know, Colton Gordon and Gusto, or, you know, Hunter Brown followed
Ginger Nation
and one of them. So it's just important right now with the injuries they have that those guys have quality starts. And this is two in a row that they need for him. So it's one to watch. That's
absolutely that's no two. Question about it.
Like again, like Clint Tyler, if the Seattle series comes, I don't know if Framber starts the first game or he does. He'll start either the first one or the second one. If he comes out again with another like five and six or, you know, something like that, and he's getting hit, it's three in a row. It's like, whoa, okay, what is going on? Are you tipping pitches? Are they seeing something? Like what is going on? You don't just go from being a Cy Young candidate and then like three starts in a row, guys get on you, and they'll be rested. So Hunter Brown is one to watch as we continue. CJ Stroud, I want to dig into that a little bit more. What was the thought in your mind? Text it in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What was the thought in your mind when you found out CJ Stroud, who was seventh last year after his rookie season in the top 10 quarterbacks, according to NFL execs, coaches, and scouts, and then you find out that he is no longer in the top 10. What was your thought when you heard that? And would you be shocked if he's not there next year? We'll discuss that coming up next.